That was Beck with some really wild songs off of a record he put out in 1994 called Stereopathic Soul Manure. That was Today Has Been an F'd Up Day, and before that, Rollins Hot Power Sauce. Sorry, not Hot Sauce. Rollins Power Sauce. And I feel like I had to play those songs because I've been kind of keeping them in my back pocket for the last number of seasons for no good reason other than to explain some of the sounds I hear in my head on a regular basis, because when you hear those things by Beck, they're kind of just burned into your memory. At least that's how it's worked for me, and so now it's maybe burned into yours. If you missed them, though, that was Rollins' Power Sauce, followed by Today Has Been a Day off of Stereopathic Soul Manure. Well, today's B episode is going to be part of season 22 of the Gash Come Tinies. Been on the air for a little while now, getting up to the second half of year 11, so to speak. Like, by July, it'll been 11 complete years on the radio, which is pretty cool. So thanks for always tuning in here to CKUW 95.9 FM, right here on Sunday evenings. One thing I love to do on the show is highlight local artists, because every band, every artist starts as a local artist, more or less. You have to come from somewhere, whether you're putting on music in the place you lived all your life or the place you live now, that's local to you, more or less. And going to play some stuff by some really wonderful current artists putting on music in our scene here. So I'm going to play something by Boy Golden, his most recent single release. It's a tune called Cowboy Dreams, featuring Cat Clyde. And just love it. There's some baritone guitar in it that really gets me going, if I may say so. And then some more guitar mastery, not from Aussie, but from Joey Landreth. Well, I think there's guitar mastery in this. At least maybe there's some of his vocals. I'm not totally sure, but he features on this song by Begonia, the main artist. She put out a record recently called Fantasy Life. It's one hell of a record. And playing a tune called Conditional Love off that one. It's pretty fast, pretty interesting take on it. It stands out on the record to me. It's an interesting one. And then something by a new band called Bland. Panacea is the name of the song and the name of the EP, I believe. No, the EP is called Consumables. My bad. They recently played. I would have gone to the show, but I was feeling under the weather on Friday. But it's nice to see them continuing to play around town. And if you haven't seen them yet, I think this song might just convince you. So enjoy these three songs and look out for these artists playing shows within the next few months in the city, because I'm pretty sure they will be. Pretty sure, but also don't quote me on that. Anyway, enjoy. Here's Boy Golden with Cowboy Dreams.
You Two men get out of one car. Three-piece suit, four shoes on. Smooth heads reflecting the sun. Block gates to parking lots. Drove past the Hollywood sign. Drove past Hyperion Drive. No one can stop my drive. Drive until I grow the wings to fly.
There you have it. That was Panacea. I always thought it was Panacea, but I was foolish. Panacea. That was Bland. A wonderful band from Winnipeg. Yeah, they put that out late last year. Actually, those last three songs all came out late last year, between August and November. Before that was Begonia, a song called Conditional Love, featuring the guitar playing of Joey Landreth from the Brothers Landreth. And Boy Golden, featuring Cat Clyde, on a tune called Cowboy Dreams. Really looking forward to hearing that full length from Boy Golden. From the Suffer single to this single, yeah, it's looking pretty good. Looking pretty good, if I may say so. I don't know why I'd say it like that, though. Sorry, a little frog in my throat. But we're going to take music here from... we're going to take a break from local bands from Winnipeg, or the surrounding area from Manitoba. We're going to move on over to Montreal. Some bands that are maybe not necessarily from there, but definitely live there right now and call it home. So I'm going to play something from the Barr Brothers off their newest record, Let It Hiss. It's a track featuring Liz Powell on vocals, maybe guitar too, but definitely vocals. Liz Powell from Land of Talk. It's a song called Run Right Into It. It's probably my favorite record on that album. Really... wish they were touring that album through here, but they sort of did at Festival de Voyageurs last year, except the record wasn't out yet. It's a very recent release. And I just got it today as a belated Christmas present for my partner, so that was really nice. I can't wait to go home and listen to it on the turntable. But for now, we can listen to it over the airwaves together from a digital source. And then after that, BB Club with a song called Tomorrow. It's their newest single. I kind of got into BB Club because my friend Christoph, and because we both like plants and animals, and Nicholas Basque is in that band. BB Club also features, it's not just Nicholas. It is Adele Trottier-Rivard and Nicolas Basque. And yeah, just wonderful stuff. I don't know. I really dig it. Excited to hear. Maybe that's coming off of full length in the future too. Not totally sure, but we play these two, and then I'll hit you with the weather in the middle with some Budos band underneath, and then we'll see what the second half of the show brings us. Stay tuned. Here in the meantime, though, it's the Barr Brothers with Run Right Into It. ¶¶ Yes. That was BB Club with a song called Amaro, which is potentially named after Italian bitter liqueurs. And before that, Run Right Into It by the Barr Brothers and Lando Talk, at least Elizabeth Powell singing on Run Right Into It. You're listening to the Gashgrim Tinies right here on CKW 95.9 FM, broadcasting live from Winnipeg, Manitoba. My name's Daniel, and this is an alphabetic radio show where all the artists you hear today, or at least the primary ones, have names that start with the letter B. And yeah, I do apologize. A couple times earlier in the show, I was starting to cough where I had to pause. These last few weeks have been a little hard on my respiratory system. That super flu got to me, and I had to pre-record some episodes, partly because of the holidays, but then I didn't get to celebrate the holidays until a bit more recently because I was so sick, man. But I'm less sick now. No, I'm not sick. I'm not contagious. The cough just lingers at random strange times. So it goes. Maybe you've experienced that too. Maybe you've just heard about it. But yeah, sucks. My thoughts with you if you went through any of that. But I appreciate you tuning in, and I will try not to cough in your ears going forward. Right around this time, though, it's about 9:30 p.m. in the CST on Sunday, January 11th in the 2026 year. No, Domine? No, we don't say anymore. Whatever. In the modern era. In the new era? I don't know. It doesn't matter. What I do know is that here in the Winnipeg area, it is -1. Feels like -8, but it's -1. And it's going down to -9 overnight. Tomorrow is going to be an unthinkable +2 as a high, with a chance of showers. Going down to 0 overnight with a 70% chance of showers. So who knows when that's going to freeze. But then Tuesday is going to get a little freakish, because it's a high of 0 during the daytime with a 40% chance of rain showers or flurries, going down to -19 overnight on Tuesday. So all that rain we're getting is going to freeze. I don't really want to think about the implications yet, but be careful, be safe, and prepare accordingly out there as much as you can. Wednesday onward, it's going to be kind of normal winter weather. Wednesday, sunny and high of -13, staying the same overnight somehow with periods of snow. And then snow right through until Friday evening. So Thursday, a high of -3 with snow. Wow. Going down to -13 overnight, still 6% chance of flurries. And more snow on Friday with a high of -14. It's going down to -21 degrees on Friday night. And then Saturday, a balmy -18 to close out the week. So not your typical optimistic end to the week, with it just being like warm and beautiful. -18 is cold. It's cold, right? I think we can agree on that. But that's all I know. That's the information as I get it from Environment Canada. So thanks to my uncle and all those other folks who worked for that fine arm of the government. Yep. Now, I was going to play some spicier tunes underneath to help us forget that it is winter. But I just want to time the show correctly and make sure I have enough music without talking too much and risking more of that coughing. So I'm going to get a drink of water while I play these next few acts. But I'm going to play, a couple in a row. It's going to be a decent music break. I'm going to play something by the... No, I'm going to save the Budos Band song. That'll end the show. Yeah, nice instrumental transfer for your ears into the feelings and the vibes, the violent vibes that we get to enjoy every Sunday from 10 to 12. Now I'm going to play something from the Beths, and then something from Babytooth, and then Billy Martin after that. And I think these three will pair together well. They'll pair up. Nice trim trio of A-class B music. this song by the Beths is called Till My Heart Stops, off their newest record, Straight Line Was a Lie. And then Babytooth with State Quarters OR, a tune called That Away. And then something by Billy Martin, a song called Cartoon People, a release from 2019 that just stuck out to me. And I've sort of marked it a while back to play and keep forgetting to. So sorry, Billy, now is the time. So let's enjoy these songs. And then I will be right back on the air with some interesting folk and some funky music from the Budos Band to close out the show. So stay tuned for that. Thank you.
my bike in the rain. I wanna fly my kite in a hurricane. I wanna float out the top. I wanna dance till I drop. I wanna love till my heart stops. Till my heart stops.
Now you know you want a girl without a phone. You want a girl, says she already knows. Want a girl who doesn't have to sing. Want a girl who's down with things. Hides her little animals and gets out of the way. Cleans her big refrigerator every single day. Why don't you just tell me? She said, you want a girl who fucks the rules.
It doesn't really matter if I'm happy or sad. It's bigger than the rest of us, so promise you that I'm glad. I'm glad. He's picking up the drinks and then he's knocking them back. I've never seen someone who wears a sad little mask like that. Someone else's plan. She chooses life and then she chooses her man. It doesn't really matter if I'm happy or sad. In any case, I look at him, my life ain't half as bad. As bad.
Beautiful stuff there. That was Cartoon People by Billy Martin. Before that, State Quarters, Oregon, or OR, by Baby Tooth, off the record That Away. And Till My Heart Stops by The Beths from their newest record, Straight Line Was a Lie. And yeah, you're listening to The Gash, The Crumb Tinies. It's a B episode. I just want to point out that the last song, there's some chords and some guitar stylings there that kind of remind me of Big Thief, which is nice because I'm about to play something very new from that band, but it reminds me of their sort of mythological beauty, like Masterpiece era. I don't know, it's moody vocal wise but there's just something about the guitar playing and these like dissonant notes. I don't know, it's a sound I think I'm drawn towards. That's why I picked the music to play on the show, I guess. But hey, maybe that's why you're tuned in too. So I appreciate that. I'm going to keep things going with... not just keep things going. I'm going to close out the show in a little bit. I've got about 2 minutes left of talking, and then I'm going to play you three songs. So this next act... Bonnie Light Horseman has found a very tender place in my heart over the last few years, not just because they played in Winnipeg at Folk Fest a couple years back, well, 2 years, I guess, but because I've listened to Anais Mitchell's music for a decent amount of time now, sort of heard them first through recommendation from Natalie from Slow Spirit, and just went from there, and then learning about Fruit Bats from my partner, and then being like, oh my god, Eric D. Johnson from Fruit Bats makes music with Anais Mitchell. And another fellow named Josh Kaufman, who was more or less unknown to me, but the more I looked into his sort of discography, so to speak,
and all the production credits he had with all these wonderful people, it started to make more and more sense why they all worked together. And I was almost tempted to play something from their newest record, but then when I was going through all the songs I'd liked over time and saved to play on future episodes of this show, I came back across a song called Magpie's Nest. And there's something about when the first chords hit me. It's about a 5-minute long song, but it just like instantly brought a tear to my eye. I don't know. There's something very moving about their music. They tapped into something that's more than just like we're a folk supergroup or whatever the hell we want. It's like, no, these two people, Eric and Anais, have incredible voices, and being able to pair them up together on the regular is a beautiful thing. So I'm going to play you Magpie's Nest while I weep in the corner. And then something off of Big Thief's newest record, Double Infinity. It's a song called Los Angeles. Never been to that city, but I'd love to go someday. And then closing out the show with an instrumental by the Budos band called Adeniji. It's a real groovy number. It'll transition you right into Island Vibes and your groovy week ahead. So take care in the next few days, actually for the next week, starting with rain. Rain? What the hell? Over the next few days. And then, then snow. But we'll get there. We'll make it to next Sunday for Letter C. It'll be great. Stay tuned. Stay healthy. Stay happy. Look out for each other. Here's Magpie's Nest by Bonnie Light Horseman.
Jersey. From there to God knows where. And I never met a colleague with such beauty to play. Is the one so fair in the Mac?
See?